Praise the Lord.
Let's all stand. You're thankful tonight to be here. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for your mercy and your grace in our lives, Lord, and for the love that you have for us, Lord, and for being with us today and living in your presence today and talking with you and communing with you. And Lord, we're just so thankful, Lord, that we serve a living God. Lord, we just pray tonight as we come, Lord, that you just bless our song service. And Lord, may we worship you in spirit and truth, Lord. And Lord, may we sing these songs by revelation, Lord. May it be burning our hearts. And Lord, we pray, Lord, as the word comes forth. Lord, may we be hungry, Lord, to receive that which you've laid upon our brother's heart to help us to draw closer to you, Lord. And Lord, with our walk with you, Lord, just help us, Father. Have your way, and we give it all the glory and honor and praise to you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. Turn our only bleeds over to 37. Sing a song, Have Thine Own Way. Truly is that our desire tonight. Lord, have your way. Have thine own way. yes, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Truly may that be our desire, that only Christ would be seen in our lives. Always. Not just part of the day, but always in our life. Amen. Let's turn to page 124. Just a closer walk. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. Closer walk every day with him, drawing closer to him, a greater personal relationship with the Lord. As Brother Branham said, it'd be you and him, and just in that dimension together. And the world will think we're crazy, but it's just you and him walking, and have that close relationship. Amen. Let's turn over to page 402. Jesus is
that's the reason why I love him so. For Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same as his holy name. That's the reason why I love him so. For Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Hallelujah. Truly, Lord, how we just love you tonight and just appreciate you so much for your many blessings in our lives and all that you're doing for us in this hour, Lord. How we truly do love you. Glorify and magnify your name tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. Amen. You may be seated. Brother Luke, would you like to come take the offering tonight? Yes, dear Lord. Yes. Yes, dear Lord. Amen. Let's sing, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look for tonight you'd like to take before the Lord. Brother Leffler, would you like to take the prayer for the request?
Heavenly Father, we come tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, great Jehovah. Father, we pray for those who are sick.
Yes, dear Lord.
I pray for Brother Bobby, Lord.
Amen.
Body, Father, my wife, whoever else is sick, Father. Lord, I don't know who they are, but Lord, you know all things.
Yes, amen. Yes, dear Lord.
I pray, Lord, you forgive us our sins.
Yes, dear Lord.
Great revelation.
seated. Does someone have a special tonight you'd like to sing? Here. All right. Let us all stand and sing Only Believe as we ask our brother to come. May each and every one of us be hungry tonight to receive that word that the Lord's laid upon his heart, and that it would help us. Only believe.
Heavenly Father, once more we've come, Lord, and gathered in. And Lord, we're so thankful for the mercy and the grace that you've shown unto us. But Lord, as we come tonight, Lord, there truly is a song in our heart, Lord, a praise to that song, just reach out to draw closer to you, Lord, a closer walk, and to let you have your way in our lives. Lord, how that truly is burning in our hearts. That, Lord, we would be exactly what you have for us to be in this day. Lord, that you would express yourself through these vessels. And, Lord, that you would be honored and gloried that you are alive and living today, Lord, just like you did throughout all ages, Lord. Oh, Lord, help us, we pray tonight, to be good soldiers for you, Lord, and to just stay in the Spirit, Lord, and let you have your way. Forgive us, Lord, for anything we've said or done. As our brother said, Lord, we always want to make sure that there's nothing between our soul and the Savior. Lord, always have that channel open that you can speak to our hearts, Lord, and we can be in tune with you, Lord, listening for whatever it is you would have for us. We'll never fail to give you the glory and the honor for everything that's said and done. And Lord, we just ask your blessing upon the word that we would read tonight. The Lord, it would just strengthen our hearts, Lord, and do give a work in there, Lord, that would make us grow that much closer to you. And we just ask it all to your glory and your honor in the lovely, precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Can we sing that little chorus, I'm so glad I'm yours, Lord? Amen. They would plan it before service. So glad I'm yours, Lord. So glad I'm yours. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to his name. Oh, mercy, Lord. Oh, yes, it did. Oh, thank you, Lord. So glad you found me, yes, and set me free. Oh, so glad I'm yours, Lord. So glad I'm yours. Amen. Glory to his name. Oh, don't you love him? Amen. Do you know you're his? Amen. So glad he found me. Amen. It's not of my merits, but oh, it's his mercy and grace. Amen. In our lives. Hallelujah. While you're standing, let's just read a few scriptures this evening. Let's turn over to the book of John first, the 6th chapter. Let's just read that start at the 42nd verse of John, the 6th chapter. Hey, man, I had a message that I was going to preach, but, you know, thought we'd just go a little different direction for a little bit here. Hey, man, just renew our minds to the wonderful Word of God and what God is doing for us. And let the Word, as we read these scriptures, we've heard all these scriptures, the ones that I'm going to read here, we've heard them all. But as we sang that little chorus, I'm so glad I'm yours, Lord. You got to see it personally for you. Amen. That it's your his. And you're in his hands. Yeah. And everything about you, God seen you before there was a star, moon, or anything ever shaped. He saw you in his mind, and he saw you sitting here in this time, in this place, to be a vessel that he would get glory and honor through. That whether we be a man, we would be a Christian, that would be an expressed epistle of what a man would be for Christ in this day. If I'm a woman, I'll be expressed exactly what God would want me to be. If I'm a child, a young person, if I'm a deacon, I'll express exactly what a deacon ought to be. If I'm a singer of songs, I'm going to be exactly the singer of songs that God wanted me to be, to his glory and his honor. But here in John, the 6th chapter, in the 42nd verse, and they said, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I come from down from heaven? And Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. And I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets that they all... It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father, cometh unto me. Not any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God, and he hath seen the Father. Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness, are dead. And this is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. And if any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Amen. May the Lord bless me in his word. You may be seated. Just a few scriptures here tonight. I know the weather's starting to turn out there, and I don't want to keep you real long. Quite a few of us missing. But I just want to take a few moments while we're here, gathered under the presence of the Lord, to renew your mind to these scriptures. And I want you to let it become personal and begin to think about it as you go throughout the day, as our pastor was bringing out all things and where he's been headed. Keep that in mind, and Lord should tarry, I'm sure that as the Lord leads him, we're going to go back into some of these things. Maybe the same direction might go a different direction, but keep these things fresh in your heart of what God is doing for you. As we walk through this life, many tests and trials come. Many, many things happen along life's road. But one thing that I always remember, Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. And how, when we can see that as we come in here tonight, as he says here, no man can come to me unless the Father which sent me draw him. And how as we can look back into our lives and see that drawing begin to take place in our hearts. And see how God just moved in a special way here. Maybe a circumstance looked like a mountain was too tall. Looked like it couldn't be overcome. Maybe I was steeped in the things of the world and steeped in sin and my life was in shambles and it just seemed like my whole world was a mess. But yet God is a God that specializes in things that look impossible. And I want each one of you to look at those mountains that was in your own lives. Don't think about your brother or your sister. You think of yourself and put yourself there, that when God began to draw on your heart where your mountain was. What was your obstacle that Satan was trying so hard to maybe keep you from getting to where God wanted you to be? But yet God, rich in mercy, He knows exactly when to move the mountain. He knows exactly when to flatten the hill. And He knows when to pull you up out of that valley. He knows all these things. And how if you look back over your life, you can see those stepping stones taking place. And oh my, what a confidence it ought to bring that my God is more than able to do what He's promised. Hey man, you know we go through life and many tests come, many trials. But oh my, that the trying of our faith be more precious than of gold. Oh my, that we might stand with a reality in our heart that I know I'm more than, that my God's more than able. Amen. Amen. Let's turn over here to Ephesians, the second chapter. Amen. Amen. Second chapter, first verse. And you hath He quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversations in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love, wherewith He loved us, and oh my, each day goes by, I see how great that love truly was. Amen. How much more it's magnified every day. And you know, you may say, well, brother, I'm really going through some tough times. I'm seeing some really hard trials in my life. But every day I see that more, that God, who's rich in mercy. Amen. For His great love, wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, He hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness towards us through Jesus Christ. And oh my, how I can see Him expressing His kindness, His grace being expressed in what He's done for me, what He's done for you. And oh my, what a joy it brings when maybe a brother will come by and tell, let me tell you what the Lord's done for me. And oh my, it might have just been seemed like a little bitty thing. But oh my, when God does anything for you, don't ever fail to give Him glory. Amen. You get a chance, tell somebody about it. Tell another brother, brother, I want to tell you where I was and what God's done for me. It might be that extra little boost. That other brother might be really going through a tough time. That sister might really be in a low valley. But that little boost of, brother, let me tell you what He's done. He done it for me. He can do it for you. It might be something. Just to testify of God's grace and His mercy to you. Amen. Be strong to one another. Be a brother to one another. A sister to one another. Lift each other up. Oh my. Amen. It's so easy in this world to be so negative sometimes. It's the way the world is. It's very few positives. But oh my, how in Jesus Christ everything ought to be positive in our hearts. Amen. That doesn't mean we're not going to go through tough times. Don't mean we're going to see some rough times. But God knows all about it. Amen. And we're going to come forth shining in His glory, His honor. He knows everything. Amen. That in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained, that we should walk in them. Amen. Let's go ahead and turn back to Romans 8. Amen. Just put these things fresh in your heart. Amen. And just think about it. Let God meditate on it. Amen. You might be sitting there in the quietness of your own home sometime, maybe washing dishes or doing something. be meditating on this, and the Holy Spirit come down around you and just spark something in your heart. Amen. God moves everywhere. He's everywhere all the time. You know, you don't have to just, we come to church because that's God's set way for us to come and hear the word. But it's God's obligation to reveal the word to us. And God knows exactly when we need it and where we need it. And oh my, you might come in here and hear a wonderful message, and it sets your mind right in order. And then you may be home praying humbly and before the Lord, washing your dishes, doing whatever you're doing, or out in the yard mowing grass. And the Holy Spirit just come down in a special way, and maybe something you see, just an animal run across the yard or something, and God be able to use something to spark. And oh my, it'll just cause a reality to come into your heart, and the Lord just open up your understanding that much greater to that thing and make it so real to you. God is real, saints. Amen. I want you to remember that. Paul and Silas laying in old jail, the Spirit of the Lord was there. Amen. They may have been beaten. They may have been laying there and, oh my, feeling pretty miserable. But I'm assuring you that the presence of the Lord was all around them. And I'll guarantee you when that jail cell shook, they wasn't feeling no pain then. Amen. Hallelujah. The anointing of the Lord is real, saints. And oh my, how it's just when you can feel His presence surround you. Oh my, it brings us deep, settled peace that no one else can give you. Amen. Romans 8 and 28. We know that all things work together. Everything in life is working to the good. To them that love God, who are the called according to His purpose. Amen. You just remember that. Paul and Silas laying there beaten in a jail cell. The Hebrew children being thrown into a fiery furnace. Oh my, may not look like much, but all things work together for the good of them that love God. Oh my, God has a purpose in every situation that takes place. And God will get the glory and the honor from it. Amen. For we know that all things work together for them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son. Amen. Everything else He predestinated has been conformed to exactly what He said He would be. That tree is a tree. The grass is grass. A cow is a cow. A horse is a horse. You can go through all of nature. Everything God ever set in order or said or predestinated, that's exactly what it is. And He said He predestinated to be conformed to the image of His Son. Amen. And if God's in control and He's doing it, I know there will be no failure. Amen. I will be exactly what He wants me to be. Amen. And He says, conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. Amen. Set me free. Hallelujah. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we're killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. But nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Amen. Nothing greater is He that's in me than He that's in all the world. Saints, how if we could just begin to put our trust greater into Him. That He's made the way. He's paved the way. He knew the end from the beginning. And the beginning from the end. He knows all things. He knows every hair that's on your head. He knows every breath you take. He knows every pain you feel in your heart. He knows exactly. He was a man. He traveled this life. He had ups and downs. He knew what it was to feel pain. He knew what it was to be tried. But oh my, He tested true. And that same God within us is going to test true today. Amen. But nay, in all things we're more than conquerors than through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities nor powers, nor things present or nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. And let's go to Ephesians, the first chapter. Amen. Just put these things fresh in your heart and hold on to them, saints. Meditate on them. And then just ask the Lord to make it grow greater and greater in our hearts. Amen. First chapter of the book of Ephesians. Start there at the third verse. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glory, of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through the blood, the forgiveness of sins, and according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to the good pleasure which he hath purposed in himself. Oh my, he's opened up our eyes and poured himself out to us. And oh, how the word just keeps growing, and it keeps growing and getting bigger and bigger in our hearts. Amen. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. And in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. What an inheritance we have. Amen. We may not have much in worldly goods. We may not have money and fame and wealth on this life. But oh my, this is all going to pass away, but his word shall never pass away. And he's blessed us with an inheritance. Oh my, that one of these days, what a day it's going to be when we gather over there. And he just to be able to step foot over there and to say, thank you, Lord, for the mercy and the grace that you've shown unto me. If he didn't do nothing else for me, but just to let me know that here you go, you can rest here in peace. Oh my, and enjoy the blessings that are here. Oh, what a day. But oh my, just to have the opportunity to be able to go in and meet him and to kneel down at his feet and to say, thank you, Lord. And oh my, to be able to just see the one that I feel, the one that I know is here tonight with us, the one that I know walks every day with me and he's always there, just to be able to be with him forever over there where there is none of the things of this life to interrupt or to come between, just get in the way, but a land of perfect peace and rest. Oh my, what a day it's going to be over there, saints. And it's coming. It's a reality. God set all of these things in here, and he done it for a purpose. Not that we would just live down here as human beings, but oh my, he had a plan. And that plan is fixing to wrap up into eternity. Amen. Oh, we're going back where we come from. Oh, hallelujah. May it be an encouragement to us. May our days as we go through, may we keep our eyes looking. Lord, it could be one more day, Lord, and we could go on. Amen. Do you know tomorrow is never promised to any of us? Amen. Whether we're young or whether we're old. But oh my, when you know that this word has been hidden down in your heart. Amen. And you know that you're his. Oh my, it don't matter what tomorrow brings. As long as you know that he's there to be with it. Whatever it comes. Amen. Let's go to Peter. The first epistle of Peter. And let's read the first chapter of the first book of Peter. Start here at the third verse. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, and might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, and in whom though now ye see him not yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Oh, my, what how I rejoice, and what a day it's going to be. Amen. Heaven's going to be a noisy place, and how it ought to be noisy now with the reality, that same reality that I know that I'm going to be there. I know without a shadow of a doubt, my trip is paid for. My affair's paid for. My journey's finished. I'm just acting out the final part. And God's going to take me back to where I was. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go here to 2 Peter in the third verse. Amen. And this is the one our pastor's been reading, so keep it fresh. Amen. According as his divine power hath given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. What a wonderful place God has placed us in. When we can look around and see all the corruption that's taken place in this world, the filth, and you see it, people's minds have gone crazy, and they have no peace, they have no hope, but yet in the middle of all this storm, oh my, there's a calm, there's a peace. I think of the disciples out there on that raging sea in that boat. Their whole world looked like it was a raging around them. Looked like at any minute they would be lost and swept away. And there in the middle of the night came Jesus walking on those waters. And oh my, the disciples were afraid. Thought they'd saw a spirit, but Jesus said, be not afraid, it is I. Oh my, it is here. He still speaks peace to your storm. He can still speak peace to your heart, no matter what you're going through. Be not afraid. He's in control, saints. He's here. He's living. Amen. And he's here to full give unto you everything. He's give you all things. He's just here to reveal to you that you was included in part of this precious word that we have here. Amen. And how each service as we come in and God's provided channel, he said, till we all come to the unity of the faith. Oh my, God would have that ministry placed here on the earth to feed the little lambs and sheep of God, that we would grow as calves in the stall, maturing each day, grabbing a new height in God, a new faith, grabbing, climbing higher, and it becomes bigger and bigger till one of these days we're just going to walk right off of this earth. But oh my, may we cry out to God, Lord, continue, Lord, to make these scriptures more real, Lord. Let me find myself even greater written into that word. Let me see my name even more, that I know that I know that I know, Lord, that that's me. Oh my, when that comes, what assurance you'll have. There's nothing can shake you, nothing can rock you. That anchor will hold. Amen. You sisters can come to the instruments. Amen. Hallelujah. I just felt led to hold off on my other message. But you know, we'll just take these things and meditate on them. God placed this precious word in here. And oh my, many people want to take and they want to twist this and turn it and maybe say it's not for today. But God provided this right here for you and I. Amen. It's a book of everything. Everything we've got need of lays right in those pages. And oh my, then God sent a prophet to say, here, son, let me show you a little more. Let me show you what's right. And oh my, how God's love to us is so amazing, so fine, that he would think of you enough to do all that he's done. Oh my, hallelujah, that we could stand and cry back, grace, grace, grace. Oh my, we ought to love him. Hallelujah. Let's all stand if you would. Amen. I just can't help it, but I want to sing that little song again. I'm so glad I'm yours, Lord. And you think of those things we read. Amen, as you sing that. Hallelujah, that drawing. Blessed are they which hunger and thirst. Do you hunger? Do you have a thirst in there? Oh my. For those he called, he justified, he glorified. Oh my, think about these things. Amen. So glad I'm yours, Lord. So glad I'm yours. Amen. So glad your mercy has followed me. So glad you found me. Amen. And said, anybody like to sing that by themselves? Amen. You ought to just try it. Amen. Anybody want to try it? Oh my. Hallelujah. Just sing it with me. So glad I'm yours, Lord. So glad I'm yours. Amen. So glad your mercy has set me free. Amen. So glad you found me and set me free. So glad I'm yours, Lord. So glad I'm yours. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, isn't he wonderful? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Let's just sing that little chorus. We are standing on holy ground. Amen. Can you feel him, saints? He's here. Amen. Hallelujah. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us pray. Appreciate him, saints. Oh, each day goes by and you see what he's done for you more and more. And each day you see a greater desire. You feel a greater pull. And how it just makes you so thankful that, oh my, it's burning that much white hot for him. There's a greater desire to be more just like him. Oh my, and a love to be with him and around him. Amen. He is so precious. So thankful. Amen. As Brother Philip comes to dismiss us, let's sing that little chorus. I've got so much to thank him for. Amen. And I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for, he has been. So much to thank him for.
Amen. You know the words that he read? It's just as sure as anything.
Amen.
Just as sure as anything.
Yeah.
If there's anything in there that you had a need of, and all you got to do is stand on that word.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. That's just as sure as your salvation.
Amen.
Amen. Just as sure as that word that saved your soul, you believed on it, it saved your soul. It's wonderful to know that we can stand on every promise in that Bible.
Amen.
No wonder they encourage us to read it and to study it. My. We just thank the Lord tonight. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, once again. It's just good to reminisce in your word, Lord, and to see those promises, Lord, and those words that bring such an encouragement and a strengthening to our salvation, to know, Lord, that my God, that you're so real in our hearts and our lives that nothing can take it away from us, Lord. My God, you've predestinated us, Lord, my God, to be, amen, a witness and a testimony for you in this life and this world, Lord. And my God, we pray, Father, that every word that we hear and every word that we read, Lord, let it become a living reality in our lives, Lord. We pray now you dismiss us from this building, but not from your presence. We pray, dear God, that you just keep your hand upon us and just keep leading us and guiding us and directing us, Lord. And may we apply our lives, Lord, to that word, Lord, that we might live and have life abundantly. We pray now and ask these things all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Sing it as you go. I've got so much.